Hey, Mr. Savage.
Yeah, you doing?
Hey, it's John. I went downstairs to grab a coffee, and I came back up, and I had a bunch of messages saying that you wanted me to circle back with you. What happened?
Yeah, I just want to see if we can pull that stuff back and see if we can still get it canceled. I just don't want to take that sort of risk right now. I want to figure out more of what's going on in my life. I got a lot of stuff up in the air. I want to get settled down before I make any decisions.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean by risk, though. There's not really a risk to putting your business
If I spend $300 and I don't really get anything off of it, I've read a handful of reviews saying that people have their websites messed up and that they didn't get any for 3 months. They didn't really get any calls off of anything. Right now, it's just a tight time to be spending $300 a month and not being guaranteed to get anything from it.
Well, yeah, I mean, nobody's going to be able to guarantee you anything when it comes to marketing. If they're guaranteeing you something, then they're lying to you, you know, just to sell you. We do have a product called Google Guarantee, and in that situation, we can guarantee you, like, leads, but even leads aren't guaranteed to turn into business. You know, our company, we've been in business for 20 years, and we have 96% retention. And so I'm kind of wondering, like, what reviews were you reading that said that we messed up a website or something?
It's funny because there's a review about you that was good, but there's just a lot of reviews saying that they didn't get any contacts within a couple of months, that they went back to check whether you guys were listing them and it was never listed. And I've reading off of the Better Business Bureau and a couple other
reviews. And this was recent? Let me look up. I haven't even looked at our reviews in a while, but I've been here 12 years. So, I mean, I've worked with a lot of people, and I can't tell you how many guys that just have like a business idea, and then they're not actually successful until we start working with them. Let me see here. Reviews. Yeah, because we take pride in not having any unaddressed reviews. That's why we keep our A-plus accreditation with the BBB. You know, Bird Eye has us 4.9 out of 5. Google's 4.2 out of 5. Looks like, was this a Google review?
This is off the Better Business Bureau. I read about 15 of them or so. And then
okay.
I read a couple of
the yeah, so the BBB, we're still an A-plus accreditation on there. I do see this initial complaint right here, 5/10/2024.
See, I've been through a handful of them in the last 3 years. You gave me a 3-year window of them.
Yeah. So the BBB, the only way you keep your A-plus accreditation is if you resolve the issues. So we have no unresolved complaints. You see how every single person gets responded to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's all the complaints that are on BBB or that we've accumulated over 20 years. I think there's a total of maybe like, it says 2 pages. There's like 40 of them when we've worked with over 10,000 businesses. So you're looking at like less than
1%. The only thing is out of all the reviews, I heard a lot of the bad ones saying that they didn't get the amount of calls that they were expecting out of it and that their information had been misinformed on the website. But I haven't really seen anything that like, yeah, I get a ton of leads or I get a ton of calls coming in from these guys. It's more or less just, oh, I spoke to customer service and they're friendly people. So I'm not saying any guys aren't friendly. I'm just not seeing any reviews saying like, oh, yeah, I love this. It's worth every penny that I pay for it. Or I got listed on the front page of Google. I had a couple say that I was supposed to be listed on the front page. I can't find my thing on there. I've seen more that lean towards not than I have anything like, oh, we get a bunch of leads or I get a lot of phone calls, it's worth it to go through this every month.
Yeah, well, honestly, I mean, every business that you see on the first page of Google has to be working with a Google partner in order to get up there, and those guys are getting calls every day, you know, so obviously it works. You know, no business owner is going to keep paying us month in and month out if they're not seeing results from the campaign. I know people are more inclined to write something negative than positive if they're having a bad experience. A lot of times guys who are having a good experience don't go gloat about it. They just focus on the customers that are coming in. But even with that being said, you know.
I did have another person about 15 minutes ago in between calls call me back, too, and say that they had a cheaper package for you as well. It was pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, they always want to say that, the partners, until they get the notification that it's closed out. But I'm sure they're not going to be offering Facebook ads and all the products and features that I put you under, because you're on a platinum bundle. Did you ever see the pricing page that I sent to you initially?
I don't think I got a pricing page. I just got an invoice thing.
No. So if you go to your text, the very first text that I sent you, it'll say localsplash.com/pricing.
Okay.
And this is so you know that I gave you, like, the best possible deal. Like, if you go down on this pricing page, you'll actually see our Google Partner badge there too, James. That's actually really important. We're a premier Google partner, so we're as close as you can get to working with Google directly, because obviously Google doesn't work with people directly. They give it to their partners, but we're the highest rated partner by having the premier Google partner status. So that's actually there on the pricing page too, and it's live linked to google.com/partners. And then if you scroll down all the way to the bottom, you'll see a platinum bundle. It's normally $599 with a $299 setup fee.
Yeah,
it says most popular. That's what you're getting for $299. So I don't know if you remember when I did your voice verification before I processed your payment, I said platinum bundle for $299. And then we sent you the service agreement in writing that has all those products and features. So they might be calling you up going, hey, yeah, we can put you on the first page of Google. They're talking about Google Places, and we could do it for cheaper, but they're not doing everything else that's in that platinum bundle that we're offering you. So that's why it might be cheaper, right? They're not running Facebook ads. They're not doing Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Yelp, Yellow Pages, you know, have the in-depth tracking system, have the premier partner status. You know, so everything that I provided for you is normally $898 the first month payment, and then $599 each month after that. I got it to you for $299 out the door, and then I locked you in at that rate. So our goal is to earn your business over the next 30 days and for you to want to continue to use it. And then obviously, you know, you keep that rate. So, you know, we want to transition into something long term. You know, we want to be able to have you continue to use the service. So really what it's about is, like, the first client we get you, you should offset the cost of the program a few times over. I mean, the average driveway.
I'm just worried about actually doing it. Like I said, now that I've been pretty much hounded ever since I've opened my company with people like you trying to call me and tell me I'm spending money through their company and what their dealio is, and at the best, word of mouth has been working great for me right now. And everyone I talk to that says they end up dealing with someone like this, and that they end up spending more money on the thing because they don't end up getting the amount of calls they expect to get for it. These people are telling them, pretty much promising them things that they're not guaranteeing.
Well, no, I'm not. All we're promising.
I'm just worried about spending $300 a month and then not get any phone calls from it, or over and look and try to Google search my company name and see that it's not on the front page like I was told. Worried, because like I said, I've had...
I get your concern.
Here in the next day, I don't know who to trust or what to trust, because like I said, I thought I could trust something from Angie List, and that felt suspicious, and I get a call from someone.
I know, I had a feeling that's what it was, too. that's the first thing that came to mind, too. I was telling my rep, I was like, you know, this guy just came from Home Advisor, like, take it easy on him, just let me talk to him. Because I know how that is. You know, I'm the one who kind of pointed it out, and I don't like pointing it out either. I'm not supposed to do that.
No, and I'm glad you did, but at the same time, like, that was a different type of deal. You guys,
I know, it definitely, it opens up a can of worms, though, you know? It's like sets off this internal alarm. I don't want you to panic. So here's the thing. Like, if you're starting a business, it's 2024. I know you know this, obviously, but I'm just going to tell you. You can't afford to not have something like this, you know? You don't want to have people not be able to find you, not look you up, see that your business is legitimate, not see your Google verification, you know? So those are all things that we do. You know, I've already sent you the forms to, like, start walking through that process. We've already sent out your Google PIN verification based on what they're telling me. when I first
Right, I guess so. I really kind of like, what would be the difference between you guys calling me to search the outfit as opposed to me going directly to Google and trying to get an ad directly through Google or paying for the Facebook ads myself, because I almost just paid for the Facebook ads myself.
No, that's a great question. Yeah, so if you go to Google directly, you can do it. They're going to give you Google Ads, which is pay-per-click, so you get charged every time somebody clicks on you, so even if it doesn't even result in a call, right? And mm-hmm. We do that here, too. We're a Google partner, so we do Google Guarantee, Google Ads. We do those products, but I didn't recommend it to you because, it doesn't sound like you want to pay-per-click or pay-per-lead, you know, especially coming off of like Home Advisor by Angie's. And it's just, it could also be really expensive. Like if you go to the top packages, the one that say Premier, and it has Google Ads in it as well, those are the ones at the top that say sponsored when you're usually doing a search.
Mm-hmm.
And look at how much more expensive those packages are.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's pay-per-click, so you want a lot, like a whole separate budget from that. So you could call Google to do it directly yourself, but you're going to spend a lot more money, and then you have to host it yourself. And so what was happening a lot of the times with Google Ads is people would, like, our business owners would get into the ad campaign, and they'd fire it up, and they wind up spending a bunch of money and maybe not seeing the results from it because it's not being hosted by a partner or being hosted by somebody that knows what they're doing with it. Like monitoring the keywords, seeing which keywords are getting the most traffic, targeting those, you know. And so they would end up canceling it, and Google would lose those guys as customers. And so that's the whole point of the partner program, is Google has whole teams of Google-certified professionals that are hosting it for the business owner, making sure it's working for you guys, and that keeps you coming back every month. Business owners don't have a problem spending a dollar if they make $10 back, but if it's something that, hey, I'm spending $10, I'm not getting anything in return, and they're telling me to host it, I don't have the time to host it, I'm trying to run a business, you know? So that's really the difference. Like, you could go to Google and run an ad yourself, but you would be running it yourself, and then it's pay-per-click. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to wind up spending a lot on clicks without seeing that return on investment. So I want you to rest assured, like, everything that I put together in this Platinum Package Bundle with our team here is going to get you the most possible bang for your buck. And it's the biggest step forward you could take for your business from an online marketing perspective. Like, you have a Google Places placement. Sure, it's a local listing. It only covers a 40-mile radius, but I don't think you need more than that right now. And then you're not getting charged per click. So you're not incurring any other charges. We're hosting it for you, you know, making sure that it's working on the back end here. And we know we're not going to get paid unless you get paid. So it's not like a set it and forget it scenario. We have to actually get in there and make sure it's working for you, you know, on our end. Or we're going to lose you next month. You know, and we know that. Yet. So even if you only try it for a month with us and you get Google verified and you cancel, I've put you in a position to where you're still going to win in that situation because now you're Google verified, right? Like, you didn't even have a verified Google business profile for people to just look you up by name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So making that happen now, and then obviously I already looked at the Facebook page. The Facebook page is nice. The website's nice. Obviously, your lady put a lot of work into that. But the only way that the website and that Facebook page are going to drive traffic is by doing Google Places placement and running those Facebook ads. That's okay. What's going to get it in front of people that are actually looking for what you do. And that's
And how does the Facebook ad go to you guys? Because obviously I've seen Facebook offers my business page directly, that stuff. What kind of packages does Facebook do?
Yeah, so we have the remarketing. So they have the sponsored ads that show up on the side if they've looked up your services on another platform, and then they hop on Facebook, so you get remarketed. And then we also have direct search ads too. So if people are just searching for concrete or construction on Facebook, you'll be able to, it's a keyword search result there as well too. So they'll be able to see you as long as they fall within that 40-mile radius of you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we host that. We do a biweekly posting on that. You guys still maintain full access and ownership of that. Facebook page. So all we're doing is getting there and running the ad. And then in your tracking system, you have a full breakdown on how that ad budget is being spent, all the calls, the leads that you're generating from it. You'll be able to see that in your tracking system. So at the end of the month, you'll be able to log in and actually see, like, hey, I spent $2.99 with these guys, but, you know, between Google, Facebook, and the other platforms, here's everything that they brought to the table for me.
Okay.
Okay. So yep. If you can give me your trust, you know, that's all I'm asking. If you give me 1%, I'll earn the other 99%. It's just kind of a rough spot because I already submitted you for Google verification. So they're kind of like, we're not going to send this back to you. So I'm like, I don't want you to feel, though, that I misled you or anything like that in order to get you to sign up for our services.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm just skeptical. I've had a lot of people calling me figuring out I'm trying to weed through all the scammers and the people that aren't scammers, and I don't want to be wasting my money on something I don't get any return out of.
No, so, you're not wasting your money. Honestly, from a marketing perspective, you know, the more research you do, like, this is going to be the best thing that you could do for your business at this point, at where your business is at right now. Like, you need to have yourself Google verified. You need to be findable to your potential prospects. I don't think you got in business to have people, like, you know, within a couple miles of you Googling for what you do and not even be able to see you or see your reviews, end up losing them to a competing company.
Yep. Okay, I'll be all right then. We'll go ahead and follow through this.
Okay. All right, we do still got to finish the client interview, so you got to make like a third attempt on that. Let me message my CI rep. If you could hang on the line with me here, I want to see when's the soonest I can get him back on the line with you, okay?
Okay.
Hey, James, can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Do you like this guy?
No, yeah, he's all right. It ain't him at all. It's just me. Don't get too much time. Like I said, you called me this morning, and it was not too far after I woke up, and it just kind of, I didn't have time to look into any of the businesses, any of the names, look at any interviews, and I was trying to do both while on the phone.
You have your coffee, you're like, wait, what happened?
He was doing fine. I was just second guessing myself, so.
Okay. I was just curious, because I'm like, every time I send you back to Ian, it ends up coming back to me, and you're uncomfortable. So I didn't know if, like, Ian was making you uncomfortable. I'm like, I have other reps that could do this. We're a big company.
No, he was fine. It was just me being tricky, and I couldn't make my mind up.
Okay.
He was the time burner in between. So.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, if you fast forward, you know, I know it's hard to see right now, but if we fast forward 1 to 2 months down the line here and you compare this side by side with that Home Advisor by Angie's List, you're going to be real happy about the decision you made this morning. It's going to save you a lot of money, but also make you more. So.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I already canceled that, so I'm good on that one.
Nice. Did they reimburse you?
Yep, they said they're gonna. They said that was the thing. I had 5 days from when they did it, and they had a background check, and then I think I got the background check approved like a day or two ago, so I just called up there.
I've gotten nasty with them before, where they've actually told me to, like, not even mention it to my clients anymore. That's why I was telling you at the beginning of the call not to do that, because I had a older gentleman. He's a roofing company. I don't know. I get kind of passionate, I guess, about this, but this guy was really old. I think I told you about it. He was older, but they robbed him, like, basically like $2,000 in leads in like 3 weeks. And I actually got on the line with him because he's just not, like, obviously he's smart, you know, he owned a roofing company for like 30 years, like, you know, but he just wasn't really like tech savvy. Yeah. So I kind of like helped him through that situation. So they had like a recording of me like arguing with a Home Advisor rep, and they were like, yeah, like, don't even get into this anymore. Like, you know, but I did end up helping him out, and he did get his money back. So I didn't feel bad about it.
And that makes you feel a little bit better.
All right. So let me see what's going on with Ian. When's the next reveal? Or do you have a preferred time where I could reschedule the client interview and call you back? I know you said your schedule's kind of been busy.
No, anytime now. I should be wrapping up here. I do evenings here, so anytime after 5 or 6 is fine, but throughout the day. I can finish it up the rest of today at some point if he calls, or I can do it first thing tomorrow.
Okay. I'm just going to tentatively schedule it on our calendar here. But I'm going to tell him to call you back as soon as possible. So I'm just going to, like, push your, or republish your invitation just because he's not responding to me. So I don't know if he's on the phone with somebody right now.
But you'll get this. I'll be available to answer pretty much the rest of the day, and again, first thing tomorrow and stuff too. So.
Okay, so I'll put this on the calendar. I have it scheduled. Where'd it go? Oh crap! What is this doing? Okay, so this is gonna be between 2 and 3 o'clock. And so I'm gonna tell him like call you back as soon as possible. But I also have it on the calendar for 2 and 3. So if he doesn't call you by that time, one of the client interview representatives will call you between 2 and 3. Okay. You have my number still. So again, don't hesitate to call, or if you have any further questions, comments, or concerns, you know, I'll basically walk you through it until you got the hang of it, and then we'll back off and let you do your thing.
Again, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. You have a great day, James.
You too. Bye.